The whole process has started back in October. We're hopeful, and I said this last week, so, but when the legal experts get involved, obviously these things can become a little bit protracted. But to put it in layman's language, it's a bit like buying a house. You will exchange, I would think, with certainty on Monday. We're then waiting. The only issue to be resolved then is the Football League formal approval or the change of ownership and the fit and proper persons test. The league can't give us any indication yet because they're dealing with three or four similar sales with other clubs, strangely enough. But I would hope that sometime next week we get the thumbs up from the Football League. And then within 48 hours, the anticipated timescale means that we would complete at that point. And then the business is concluded. Sounds very simple, but you know, it's been a painstaking operation. Sometimes we've had a few frustrations along the way, but we seem to be getting very close now to it. And I think from everybody's point of view, we just need closure on this deal, get it through and move on.
Obviously things have been said in maybe not the English media, but in the Turkish media in particular about Ziya Erin being the owner that will buy the club, also owns a Turkish club as well. I believe he's been down this weekend and will be at the match today.
Well, we've actually said nothing, have we? You've speculated, you know, as is usual. Well, you're never a million miles away from the truth, are you? But if you were buying something, if I'm buying a house, I want to go and have a look at it first, don't I? I want to go and get a structural survey done on it. They do due diligence. So a lot of similarities. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been well speculated, hasn't it? I say we're all part of like a confidentiality agreement, and what other people say about, you know, the indebtedness of the club and the price that somebody's allegedly said they're going to pay for it, from what I've seen, are widely off the mark, widely off the mark. But the only thing we want to do, John, is get, you know, is get it, the deal completed. The fans want that. Everybody in the club wants that, and we can move on. And that's what we're all aiming for. It's not been easy for anybody, but you know, buying a football club is not an easy process. You know, you don't come in and just say, "I want to buy a football club." I certainly wouldn't buy one, but you know, the legalities have taken rather longer than we anticipated. But there's been good reason for that. You know, if you're buying something, you want to know belt and braces that it's what we say is for sale. So hopefully next week we can get to the finishing line.
Just sort of mention the finance there. You've issued a statement today confirming that the club's not in any debt.
No, we've not said that. No. What we said was that we've got trade creditors of around less than 170,000. You know, we've said that when the deal's completed, there'll be no loans that were due to directors, shareholders or benefactors. That's what we've said. So, don't you know, let's get the facts right. And, you know, they need to have a clean bill of health. When they start, they need a clean sheet and move forward. It's always going to be a problem, whoever owns the club. And really, we're all custodians of, you know, for a short period of time. You know, a number of the board members here have been here for maybe 5-6 years. I've only actually been here for 30 months and enjoyed every minute of it, strangely enough. But, you know, you find, you know, when particularly new owners come in from a different country, their perception of English football is completely different to ours. And they'll run it as they want to run it. Nothing to do with us now, it won't be, come hopefully the back end of next week. So I think the Crawley public and the Crawley supporters and everybody needs to get behind them and give them a best shot. I'm certain they'll have ideas, some of them will work, some of them won't. That's happened with us. It's not, you know, it's not a science, is it? You know, the only thing that matters is the future prosperity of this football club. It's been, you know, formed over 100 years ago. It's only 5 years. We're babies in the Football League. There's still a lot to be done here. But it has to be a team effort. It has to be the public of Crawley. It has to be the new owners, as we found, you know, with being previous owners. You know, it is difficult to get the Crawley public to, you know, get behind this team in sufficient numbers to make it competitive. And that's the challenge anybody will have, whoever owns the club.
Do you have any idea of the potential new owners' vision for the club and what they intend to invest in, such like, or is that all?
No, I think you best ask them at the appropriate time, not me.
What does the future hold for yourself? I mean,
I'm going.
Difficult one. Definitely going.
Yeah.
And as you said, you just touched on there that you've enjoyed your time at the club.
Fully. I've been in professional football now over 45 years. And there's only 6 days in those 45 years have I not wanted to go to work. I've got what I consider to be the best job apart from playing. And you know, we always wanted to be a player, didn't you? You probably wanted to play. You know, you probably wanted to play a bit of cricket as well, knowing you, but you know, weren't particularly good at that either. But, you know, yeah, I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I haven't had one of those 6 bad days has not been at Crawley. We've got fantastic staff. I've been given the opportunity to put my mark on it, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. You know, we've had ups and downs. Some people will say my style of management is, you know, not to their liking. So be it. If you try and please everybody all the time, that's a recipe for disaster. But I'll leave this club. I wish it well. You know, I hope it goes from strength to strength. I've made many friends here, and those friends will stay with me for a long, long time. And Michael Dunford will move on. But this is about Crawley Town Football Club, not individuals. The only thing that matters is the future prosperity of this club.
And just lastly, not wishing to pension you off, Michael, but I mean, obviously you say you've had 45 years in football. You had some fantastic times. You worked with some terrific people, people like Brian Clough you worked with. I believe you gave Wayne Rooney his first ever contract. Mm. So you've had some big highs.
I've had some big highs. I've really enjoyed my career. You're not putting me out to graze yet, Barney. You know, I'll be at another club. Don't worry about that. You know. So yeah, I mean, Michael Dunford is a small part of this at the moment. But I say, for fear of repeating myself, this is about Crawley Town Football Club, which is bigger than any one individual, whether they're here now, whether they've been here previously, or whether they're about to come into this club. You know. But I do genuinely, I hope the supporters, you know, see an improvement on the field and off it. You know, it's not going to be easy, but please get behind the new owners when they take over, give them your best shot, and let's see what happens. No guarantees, but it'll be an interesting journey, I'm certain.